Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Wally Bach back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Wally is with us, and Wally is an original. He was a member of my Brain Trust before there was a Brain Trust, ladies and gentlemen. 97. In December, I started doing the show in November of 97, December of 97. He joined me for the first time. He's been with me ever since. Wally is one of the smartest guys I know. He's the author of a number of books, including Net Income, including Ruthless Focus, and he's our good friend. Wally, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
I was a brain before there was a brain trust.
I guess you could say that. Hey, Wally, we've come a long way. You and I have been together now for almost 14 years, and the marketplace. When I think about... You and I are old enough to remember how quite a bit of the marketplace prior to 97, and if you think about if the marketplace has moved a yard, 36 inches in the last 40 years, it had only moved a foot of that or less in prior to 97, and since 97. It's changed all that other 2 feet, hasn't it? I mean, the changes have been amazing in the last 14 years, haven't they?
It really has. And, I'm kind of opposed to the idea that we've got more change than in the entire history of the world. But it may actually be true at this point. Mm-hmm. I look back at my grandfather, who was born in 1880, and he lived through an age from no planes to jet planes and from no cars to a car in every garage and stuff. So there was a lot of stuff going on. But this is really different. When you contacted me about coming on today, I was thinking, 14 years ago, what was I doing? I was living in California.
Mm-hmm.
We were coming to the end of the dot-com boom, and I was looking personally at transitioning out of that because I got, as you know, I wrote a couple of books about it early, and we had one of the very best books, Jeff Sinai and I, on net commerce, one of the very first and one of the best, and I was looking to do something else because I got into that by accident. I got into that because I was an early adopter, and this 14 years, we have gone so far from... Let me jump back a couple of years before that. A couple of years before that, there was no net.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. By 97, we had the net and the web, and we were starting to roll.
Right.
We had none of the social media. It was not part of people's lives the way it is today.
And the net was basically very limited email adoption at that point, and was not it had not proliferated to everybody, and a website was basically just a brochure you could see on your computer screen.
Yeah, and that's when we wrote, Jeff Sinai and I wrote Cyberpower for Business. One of the, we said things like, well, what's going to happen is people are going to do business, and people say, you're not. No, people aren't going to trust that. And now I'm seeing the same thing with the social media.
Mm-hmm.
People saying, what's a business going to do on social media? And other people said, you must be on social media. Instead of figuring out that the real trick is to determine where that fits in terms of what you're going to do.
Well, here's the correlation to me, Wally, and that is that in 97, a website was an amazing thing to us. Very soon, it became just another tool. In the last few years, social media has become an amazing thing to us, but very soon, it's just going to become another tool.
Yeah, and I think we're right about on the cusp of that.
I think so, too.
I see that in the nature of the questions that I get asked. So, if you're going to pick a year for social media to pass into the mainstream, I figure next year is it.
Probably so. You know, but you know, talking about your point about change, when you and I heard our grandfathers talking about how things were, and we marveled at how the stories he told, he was talking about 50 years prior to that. When you and I have these conversations, we're only talking about 6 years ago, or 9 years ago, or 10 years ago, and sometimes
14 years ago.
The compression of change. It's not the change that's the big deal. It's the compression of the generations. It's the velocity of change. That's what's taking our breath away, isn't it?
I think that's true. I mean, I think it's how much of basic life has changed. You know, yeah, it was a big deal for my grandfather, and it was a big deal for my father. My father was born in World War One, mm-hmm. in the middle of World War One, mm-hmm. and you know, and died after the whole .com thing had come on. But when you look at this last, I would say 20 years, really. If you go back to 1990, that's right about. I mean, it's right about now that Tim Berners-Lee was circulating the proposal. It's right about now that Mark Andreessen was still at Illinois and developing the first browser, Mosaic, the first graphical browser that people could use.
Right.
That's the time when I see so much stuff has changed. You know, I'm sitting here with my iPod, my smartphone.
Right.
You know, hooked up to the web, and I can, you know, I can sit on my deck and work on my computer.
But the bottom line, though, Wally, for business owners, is all this stuff that we're talking about is exciting and really great leverage on the one hand, but it's also an unprecedented level of disruption on the other hand, isn't it?
It is, because if this is one of those things where, you know, even if you're on the right track, you're going to get run over if you just sit there.
Right.
And I can see it happening. I can see people starting to say, talking about the social media again, well, why aren't you there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I expect you to be there. That's different than it was a year ago.
Right, right. The customer expectations is what's really changing a lot. And that's the reason why, Wally, I tell small business owners every time I get a chance, if you don't own a smartphone today, you better get one before the end of the day, because that's what your customers are expecting. They're looking at that little screen, and if you don't have one of these, if you don't know what they're looking at, you don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm. There is that, and they're expecting you to be there in ways that they never did in the beginning of our time.
That are relevant to them. That's the key. And I want to talk about that. When we come back, I want to talk about my ideas. I want to see what Wally thinks about my ideas about competitiveness versus relevance. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Wally Bach is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.